Catherine Murphy is The Guardian's political editor. Catherine Murphy, welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Well, he would have voted for it in a heartbeat if it required legislation. What did you make of that?
Oh, he sure would have, I reckon. Oh, dear, poor old Simon Birmingham. Look, he's trying to make a point there that obviously Simon Birmingham is in the shadow cabinet and can't do anything other than abide by shadow cabinet positions. But what he is certainly doing, I think, over the course of this week is making sure that we've all seen that there is an undertaking by Peter Dutton to revisit this issue over the course of this term and set a more ambitious climate policy. The remaining moderates in the party room are not, I don't think, going to be hostage to a renewed sort of cycle of weaponisation of climate policy. So I think it's very clear that if Simon Birmingham could have done exactly what he wanted to do, he would have done exactly the same thing as Bridget Archer intends to do in the House of Representatives this morning.
He certainly didn't condemn her. Catherine, the Greens are handing Labor a big victory in backing the emissions bill, but they're also setting themselves up as a negotiating partner of choice. Is this a win for the Greens as well?
Look, first and foremost, it's a win for sense. it changes a cycle that has been entrenched in terms of climate negotiations and climate progress for more than a decade. So first and foremost, this is a win for sense. It's a win for progress and it's a win for pragmatism. And you're right, Patricia, the Greens have set themselves up as a negotiating partner of choice, but they've also used this process, I think, quite adroitly to agree with what it can agree on, the party can agree on, but also point ahead to some very serious issues in the design of climate policy that's going to play out over this term in government. The Labor Party has to redesign the safeguards mechanism, and also there is a separate review of environmental protections where the Greens are pushing for a climate trigger to be inserted into the federal law. So I think everybody has conducted themselves in this discussion with honour. I think there's been some clever politics both by the Labor Party and by the Greens leader. And look, I mean, God, I'm daring to hope, Patricia, that we may have turned a bit of a corner here in the Parliament, because Australian voters really want the Parliament not to keep failing on this issue, which has been what's happening over the last 10 years.
Yes, and it's been quite an intense 10 years. One thing, 30 seconds, literally going to smash into the news, but you asked the question of Adam Bandt whether, when he was reflecting on the past, and he said he's learnt that you've got to give a little. I thought that was quite an answer.
Yeah. And he sort of delivered it quite cleverly too, in the sense that, you know, got smashed out all their talking points ahead of it and then said, yeah, well, actually what I've learned is that you've got to give a little to get a little. And that is a key insight. We've seen the Greens in a position in the past where they made a bad call. And I think he's learned from that.
Yeah, give a little. It spoke volumes, I thought. Catherine Murphy, thank you.
No worries.
The Guardian's political editor, Catherine Murphy.
It's easier than ever to hear your favourite local and national ABC radio stations, live and on demand on the ABC Listen app.